Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. It's a brand new Comedy Arcade! And it's a live one. This was recorded live at Above the Stag very recently. So, with that in mind, please forgive some of the sound quality because not everybody was as close to the mic as everybody else. Right, without further ado, let's go into the episode.
Didn't lose anyone to the karaoke. Welcome back, everybody.
Five people run out.
Yeah. If you didn't know, there's karaoke on.
Sousa's fan club is still in.
Oh, shut
up! For the benefit of our home listeners, I just gestured at the empty tables.
There aren't any empty tables. What are you talking about?
There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on.
I lost a lot of fans pre the fall of the Berlin Wall.
We've all eaten a lot of sweets in the break that I imported from somewhere in Europe for Jenny's birthday party, so I don't know the calibre of those, but...
I'm not sure we've not done edibles.
The vibe...
So let's see how this goes.
The vibe is very different for H2, I think. Right, I just said H2. Fuck my life. Right, let's go into the final section of the Comedy Arcade.
It's the final section.
Are you ready for karaoke? I'll see you around. Yep, like I said, different vibes this side. Right, let's go. What's that ball? Things are a mental waste of space. Now you.
Me? For me, it's the years I've invested learning how to navigate Elephant and Castle. Totally obsolete. Of course, we'll have some... home listeners who can't afford to live in London. So a little bit of context. Elephant and Castle used to be like a warren, a maze. The sort of wire thing that they keep rodents in. You know, when they put them on your head in a metal cage to torture you. Come on. There must be people from MI5, Ian.
They can't tell us.
No, they can't tell us, can they? Anyway, there used to be... was that someone bring... What did you just
brought
order?
A bag of crisps.
Crisps. Oh, look at that.
Crisp brought to
Don't
you.
Worry.
Someone just rushed in with a bag of crisps, which just shows to show. Shows to show.
Shows to show. Again,
the tape. Hey.
Just goes to show that you can't stop capitalism, can you?
It's okay, though. Don't worry about resting the bag. No one's noticed that's happened. It's absolutely fine. You've got away with that. Beautiful.
No one knows it's you.
Swallowing the bag whole. No, so I have spent a good few years learning how to... 2008, I first stepped off the National Express coach to London from Rotherham, and I spent a lot of that time learning how to navigate Elephant and Castle. So that is now useless knowledge. And also, Old Street.
Oh.
The same to Old Street.
I've never come out the right exit.
Hey.
This audience has never gone up it.
Hey!
many E numbers in those tweets.
Just for clarification, if you're wondering at home, there's lots of gays in the room. That's what we keep. That's what we keep referencing.
Well, we assume so. We haven't asked him to
take
a poll.
Oh, come off it!
It's probably quicker to ask anyone not gay.
No.
Sorry, don't be embarrassed.
Hey.
Only on weekends.
Oh, yeah, that's how it starts.
Oh, when's your podcast? This is hilarious.
James, have you got a mental waste of space?
I am a mental waste of space.
Aww.
You know all the cinema times in Ebbervale or wherever it is.
Ebbervale.
Three billboards outside Ebbervale.
I decided to ruin my life by becoming a satirical impressionist.
Not your worst job. Okay, cool.
No. The problem, I'd started getting good and Theresa May was in power. I was there looking at Theresa May going, yeah, she's got stay in power. My impression of Theresa May, that's going to get me to live at the Apollo. And she was so shit, she got voted out before I could make money off of her. Ugh. I'm livid, because I had a really good formula for doing Theresa May, because what you want to do with Theresa May is you want to aim for the airiness and authority of Margaret Thatcher, but you want to essentially fail. And you have to have the insecurity of a school mom and a weird vocal tick that comes out, and then you're left with Theresa May. Now, that's fucking brilliant, but you're all sat there going, I can remember Harold George Wilson more than I can remember Theresa May. Donald Trump was the impressionist's dream. A man with a voice so mad, it had to be manifested in his hair. Like, I had a perfect start to my set, which was Donald Trump doing the closing monologue from Blade Runner. It was perfect. I didn't have a political point to make with it. I'm not a fan, clearly.
You had to come down on one side or the other.
Donald Trump, no thank you. It was perfect. It was a great way to start a set. Didn't have to talk about me or my boring pronouns. Just would come on stage and go, let me tell you, folks, I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Okay, I've seen the best things. I've got amazing vision. I've seen attack ships on fire at the shoulder of Orion. Orion's a great guy, okay, he's got amazing shoulders. We don't make it attack ships anymore, it's true, they're all made in China. I've seen sea beams glisten at the Tannhauser Gate. It's a great gate, folks, you're going to love your gate, you're going to be so proud of your gate. We're going to build the gate, and Harrison Ford is going to pay for it. All these things, folks, all these things, they're going to fade. They're going to fade. They're fading. They're fading fast. They're fading like Joe Biden's brain on election night, folks. You love to see it. You hate to see it. Like tears in rain. Time to die. Sad. Right. Thank you. But what am I left with now?
I'm glad you don't have to do that impression anymore, though, to be fair. But don't worry.
Shady.
He might be back.
2024.
Yeah.
It's great, because Joe Biden is a dead end for an impressionist. I could do him I could do him doing Hamlet. I could do it flawlessly. Like, to be or not to be. I don't know. You tell me, Jack. That's flawless. Problem is no one can fucking remember what he sounds like.
It's true.
I might as well be up here going, Howdo, folks, it's me, Joe Biden, the world's first Lancastrian president. You wouldn't know the difference. I've got the voices of mad, tyrannical, right-wing demagogues circling in my brain forever. Because I thought I could make 36 people above a pub in Bristol laugh. And I did. And it was worth it.
Live your dreams, folks. Live your dreams. Sue's, what's your mental waste of space?
Okay, so when I was a teenager, I suddenly got really interested in cars, and like I could name any car just from seeing a brief flash of it on the road. Are you waving at me?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, really? Do you know what? I've recently discovered in the last 6 months or so that this was not an unusual thing for like 90s teenagers. Right! There was a car auction guide called Parker's Price Guide, yeah. Right? And it would tell you the price of... Yeah, are you... Yeah, ma? Right? Sorry, I just met my boyfriend. What's your name?
Ian.
Now that we're going out with each other...
Together.
I've got an old copy of Parker's Price Guide. I used to buy Parker's Price Guide, right? And it would have in it a brief description of every car produced. I think Parker's covered about 15 years, didn't it? So when I was reading it, it was about 1998, so it would go back to about 1983, and it would have a description of every car that was produced in that time and tell you the price of one in shit condition. Yeah. Fair condition, yeah. And excellent condition, as well as its list price new. And my parents had to tell me to stop taking it with me to family events. And asking I was like, what a weird 13-year-old girl going, excuse me, what car do you drive, Frank? Yeah. Right. And then I'd tell him how much it was worth. And they were like, my parents would go, can you leave Parker's Price Guide behind, please? Do you want to know the car? Well, it's become useful now. Do you want to know the 90s car that's the most gender critical?
Yeah.
Nissan Serena.
Oh, yeah.
Ian knows. Yeah. Were you the straight one?
No.
Ah. It changed for you.
I like fucking cars.
Nobody's perfect. Ian, do you want to see my Theresa May impression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right, all right, it's a physical one.
Ian's well into it.
Hey, Ian, do you want to see my Theresa May impression? Hang on, I'll just pull up my pajama jeans.
God, it's a May off.
You never know where it'll go, do you? You never know.
It's just basically Theresa May, towards the end of her, what are we going to call it, reign?
Effort.
She was so unsure. She was so unsure of everything that she was doing that she physically became a question mark.
For the benefit of the tape, Sue's just did an impression of a shitting whippet.
Accurate. Yeah. Make note of that, James. Do the voice and that as well.
Yeah. When she's back in power.
Now I want to see Sue's do the physical impression whilst James does the audio impression,
yes.
And Sue's lip syncs.
Sweet.
Yeah, okay.
What should she be saying? What?
Oh my God.
What's would
happening?
You like Theresa May to say to you all?
Running through fields of wheat.
Running through fields of wheat. What, just her commentary whilst running through fields of wheat?
Yeah. I'll do it.
Right, let me just get into it. Sorry, I trained in the Royal Central School
just
of Speech
it.
And Drama.
Sue's just like,
she's squatting.
She's pointing at you, she's squatting. This is a weird
Oh,
life.
Wow, wheat. I love wheat. So nice. Hate bread, though. Awful yeast ruins everything.
Sometimes things work, sometimes they don't. That's the nature of improv.
Me thighs.
If we did a Theresa May musical... We could use it with the music of Kate Bush, which Seuss does do a mean impression of, because all I was thinking when you said running through fields of wheat was running through fields, running through fields, running through fields of wheat.
Ooh, she's here again.
The woman who invented the hostile environment.
That's the thing. People are now, they're like, oh, Theresa May, she stood up to the government the minimum amount. What a girl boss. I'm like, we don't get here without her. Some of this stuff isn't funny. I just laughed into my drink and it went bleh.
Jenny, what mental space have you got?
I can't improve on any of that.
Just give us a song, apparently. We'll be distracted by a vocal.
So there's a poem that I learned as a child, which I still think about on basically a daily basis, because it's quite a complex poem. It's really complex, and I think it's sort of what introduced me to the fact that there could be a more complex relationship between two men than, you know, just going down the pub and playing cards, which is the only male-to-male relationship I knew was my granddad and his mates, that he just lost a lot of money playing cards with them, or dominoes. So, as a child, I wasn't completely oblivious to same-sex relationships. There was a time, because I was such a pretentious and precocious child, I could read at three.
No.
And
it's like a humble brag.
No, I was an absolute dickhead. So my mum came home from work. I'd been out shopping with my nana. And my mum came home from work and I was desperate to ask her a question. I don't know why I didn't ask my nana this question, but I kind of know why I didn't ask my nana this question. I said, Mum, what's a lesbian? So my mum was very calmly...
Anyone?
Calmly. She gave me the broad strokes, I would say, about what a lesbian is. For a three-year-old. Calm down. And I looked really confused. I said, Mum, I don't understand. She said, what more information do you need? I was like, but that all sounds really nice, Mummy. So why do they need help? And she looked very confused. I said, there was a sign in the ladies' toilets for a lesbian helpline. She didn't have an answer for why lesbians might need help, because I thought it was such a lovely thing. So she'd already explained to me that there were, different kinds of relationships. But this particular poem is always like, ostensibly, it's a poem about two men who work together in a very macho kind of environment, but it's also kind of romantic and it's kind of sexy, but it's kind of threatening. And I've never managed to quite get the tone right. So I'll read it to you. I'll recite it. I'll just get the words up just in case I forget any of them. If you want to, I'll change the situation. Right people, right time, just the wrong location. I've got a good idea. Just you keep me near, I'll be so good for you. Love you like you want me to. I'll do anything for you. I'll be so good for you. Sometimes when you're feeling like a poor relation, call on me and I'll give you more than conversation. Take it, shake it. Hey, it's a deal. And oh, big brother, I'll make you feel I'll be so good for you. Love you like you want me to. I'll do anything for you. I'll be so good for you. I mean, what's that about?
That was very moving.
Got a little audio cue there. Yeah. That's nice, isn't it?
What I especially liked is, as we lamented on lesbians, one drove a train across.
She didn't need any help.
No.
So that stays with me. I think about that several times a week. And what was Dennis
the
Waterman
poet?
About? Dennis Waterman. What was that all about? Because he was like his bodyguard, his enforcer, but also he was kind of in love with him. But also, it was Arthur Daly, who is, he's not a conventionally attractive man. But there were vibes there. I think about it all the time.
There's a lid for every pot.
This is true. Anyway,
so what was the name of the poem?
It's called Theme from Minder.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Right, I'm going to roll the ball. It's the final round. Now, how does everybody feel? This is the point where you can play the fruit machine card.
Oh, we've not played any cards at all, have we?
Your performance has been shit.
No, so I thought we ordered drinks with these.
I'm going to play fruit machine.
I'm not.
Well, it's too late. I have.
I see. One person does. Yeah.
It's a unilateral decision.
I just feel like it's unfair and society should be nicer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think with the quality of your anecdotes you've anything to worry about. I think you might benefit.
Sorry, but some people aren't that interesting. But what's wrong with just being a nice person?
Pick a number between 1 and 4.
Me?
Yeah.
3.
Oh, never mind.
You got my score, nice. I assume.
Pick a number between 1 and 4 that's not 3.
1?
There. 2 or 4?
4.
All right. So, 2 people have swapped points. Interesting.
Oh. Hey. 4, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Good God, y'all.
The final round. Inappropriate crushes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Here we fucking go.
So, you would, you could still... If, for example, you are now last, Suze, redeem yourself here.
With my inappropriate crushes?
Yeah.
Here we fucking go. Age 4, Top Cat.
That's not inappropriate. That's completely appropriate.
Anti-establishment legend. Age 5, Bruce Forsyth.
Oh,
blimey.
Whoa.
Blimey.
Yeah. In my early teens, got really into Frasier. Was so in love with David Hyde Pierce, who played Niles, who was definitely gay in real life, that I wrote to him. He sent me back a signed photograph that said, "Dear Suzanne," which is not my name.
No. But he did reply.
Yeah, he did reply, but he is also gay.
That, yeah, because that is the only obstacle to your love.
As we found out tonight.
I don't let that stop me, Ian.
Any more, or you?
Okay, right. There's a guy that I saw a picture of that I was like, ooh, he's nice. Okay, so basically, I don't massively go off looks. I go off a vibe. I go off personality. Like, there's not really a uniform thing that I could say all the celebrities that I've fancied.
No,
looks wise. Yeah, exactly. Then one of them's a cartoon cat.
Fit though.
Yeah, he's hot, man. Top cat. He'd get it. Anyway.
It's that waistcoat, innit?
There was a guy that I was like, ooh, like. And then I found out who he was and what he did. And I still went, he'd still get it. Serial killer Ted Bundy.
Oh, that's not appropriate.
It's a callback.
I know, accidentally a callback.
We're born into the wrong era, Sue. Yeah. Damn DNA testing, limiting the repertoire of serial killers available to us.
I found out, right, so Charlie Manson, he wrote an autobiography, which, like, a vast swathes of it, him bragging about how good in bed he is, and I did have a think about it during lockdown. Sure, he's done a lot of bad things, but if he's that good...
Ian, still interested?
Yes. Hey! Ian's very troubled. Ian, what's your favourite 90s car?
Yes, I do.
No, I said, what is it?
A Mercedes.
Which one?
300 CE.
Fuck yeah.
I don't think Ian's in a condition to drive a car. As a name, it does sound like a passing car, doesn't it? Ian.
Ian, can I tell you my favourite 90s car?
Yes.
You're going to love this, Ian. Renault Spider.
Ooh.
No idea.
What am I doing? It is Thursday Friday evening, I was promised a fun night under a railway arch with some gays in Vauxhall. And I've been sat here talking about Ted Bundy, 90s cars and little fucking villagers in Wales. Oh, my God.
We also covered hole punches.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was unkind of me.
Who's your inappropriate crush?
Well, some of the things I'd let Michael Baltimore are barely legal. I've just always found a charisma to the man. I don't know. You see, it's the concept of the guilty pleasure, isn't it? You can't. I'm not ashamed of any of my sexual attractions, you know? If you're lucky enough to have the golden ring, I do quite like a more, shall we say, astute gentleman. Oh. I like a bigger boy. I do. I'm going to come out. I'm a chubby chaser. I am. Oh, it's like I say, you can't chase what can't run. See me going after a fella, it's like watching a lioness going after a prey. chasing some wheezing asthmatic round a club. Oh, I always book hotels with a plug next to the bed in case I get trayed and they need a sleep apnea machine. The number of times I've gone to bed with Orson Welles and woke up next to Darth Vader, I can't tell you. I've dated a few bears as well. Never do the ironing. You'll be there for hours. But I'm not ashamed of it, you see. So they're not inappropriate crushes. No. I would say, actually, that anywhere my carnal rivers flow is a lucky receptacle. That's all else.
Approved.
How funny that should receive the clap.
Hey!
I only learnt that impression of Theresa May to feel closer to her. She could send a van to tell me to go home any day she wanted, just as long as it was with her. I don't know, growing up, like...
Shut up, Ian.
Inches away from a podcast. Inches
away. He's already looking up RSS feeds.
Poor Lobby thinks that's a car he can't remember.
Ford RS Cosworth.
Enough now.
Oh. I never thought I'd say this, but could we please return to Theresa May?
Jenny? Dare we ask?
All of my crushes are entirely appropriate, as well you know.
Bollocks!
Yeah.
What about Wolf Boy?
Wolf Boy was less of a crush and more of a hostage situation, really. It was okay. Stockholm Syndrome going on there. But the first crush I ever really remember was Spike from Heidi High. I just like soft, funny boys. he wasn't that funny, he was just adorable. Robin Hood from the Disney film, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a whole conversation to be had about carnal cartoons.
Yeah, definitely.
Simba for me, as an adult, obviously. I'm not weird.
Yeah, I'm not weird, an adult lion.
Simba, everything the light touches is yours.
Myra, be prepared.
Oh, hey!
Safe sex, everyone.
Right, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's enough of all of this.
Aladdin.
No!
You shouldn't have this one.
We weren't allowed to sit next to each other.
Didn't help.
No.
We tried our best. Sometimes you just don't win. On that subject, I'm going to do the maths on the points. It won't take too long. But while I'm doing that, let's go round and tell everybody where you can find you if you liked all of this. And we'll start with James. Where can we find you?
You can find me at James O Comedy on Instagram. Sometimes I post fun stuff. Sometimes I post bad art that I've done.
Oh, yes.
come
this
and
is
be
ideal.
Yeah, be. I don't mean for it to be bad. It just sometimes is. So
how do you know it is? Do people tell you?
They don't need to.
Art is subjective.
Yes, subjectively bad.
Oh. The disbelief in the room is tangible.
Susan, where can we find you?
Twitter.com/SOOZUK. Give me a follow. I tweet everything I think.
True.
Yeah, true. No quality filter. Aww,
a little round of applause for that.
Yeah, they were like, yes, we know.
So you've got like a show at Bars as well, but isn't it sold out?
Sold
so
out.
People can't come.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like I've got a show in 6 weeks, but it's already sold out. Like, why would I tell you about that? It's quite a small room. Mm.
Tell them about the many, many, many that don't sell out. Don't make that noise. You're not booking tickets, are you?
You can find me down the Royal Vauxhall Tavern as the resident awful cishet white woman who strides in and goes like, I belong here. Ian just gave me a standing ovation. Ian's given up. See you afterwards, Ian. We could talk about how the Ford Scorpio was a design disaster.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I want this spin-off
this
podcast right
now. This is
going
to be a podcast, isn't it? Ian and Sue from the cars no one cares about.
Buy a hat.
Christ. Jenny, where can people watch you on telly?
Yeah, about once a week, 5 o'clock on ITV1. You possibly will see me if you like that kind of thing.
Ruining people's dreams.
Ruining people's dreams on a daily basis. No motorhome for you. It used to be no trip to Disney for you and the kids, but no, everyone in Britain wants a fucking camper van now.
Jenny, who knows more, you or Paul Sinner?
More about what, 90s cars? You having a quiz off now?
Just like quizzing and that.
Probably Paul all round, but I possibly would beat him at the chase because he doesn't like watch the soaps or anything. And
gotcha.
So that sort of pop culture bit, I think I've got the edge on it.
Great.
We're going to read about this in the Express tomorrow.
Yeah!
Jenny Ryan says Paul Sinner would be beaten in the chase.
Because you're the two chasers I know. I don't like going, would you beat him? Because I hate him. I really like him.
The Express wouldn't have listened this far. whatever I said for question number one is the article. And also, Myra Dubois makes sick joke about Chase's grandmother being dead. Cancelled!
We're doing their jobs for them. We're doing their jobs for them. Right.
Art is subjective.
Myra, when you're not summing it with us, what real gigs are you doing?
I'm currently pausing my television work to focus on my film career. What am I doing? Oh, just look for me on the social media. Myra Dubois. Dubois as in Blanche. Myra as in... don't matter. just look at me on all the social media. I'm going to Edinburgh this year. I've got some gigs around. I too am at the Royal Vauxhall Tavern on a little bit more money.
And you do belong.
Yeah.
So that's originated. What else have I got coming up? I don't
Instagram.
Know. Yeah, there's Instagram. There's Instagram, there's Twitter, for now. just look me up on the social media. Say hello. Won't follow you back because it's not that dynamic. But do say hello on the socials.
Well, we have come to the end.
Thanks! Where can we find you?
Here, doing this, once a month-ish. Depends, it's in the lap of the gods now, a.k.a. James at the back, to decide whether this went well enough that we can do it again. But I am at PRVix on Twitter while it remains. People are, like, coming off Twitter, but I fucking love attention. They can prize it from my cold, dead hands. So, I will be there, fixating on Instagram. The Comedy Arcade, for the people who haven't listened, I know you all have, so it's not for you. But we...
Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, and I'm doing Edinburgh Fringe as well. I was going to say, you might see any of us there, but I don't think anyone's going to do this again with me. So, mainly because you've used all your bangers. You can't do the same stories every time.
I have not.
No, we didn't do your petty grievance, so you'll have to ask her after. I'm excited.
I've got too many.
Yes, you do. The winner is, it's Myra.
Hey. Hey. Now, hang on, I need to clarify.
They were your points.
They were my points.
You were.
Yes, have it. Fuck everyone.
You pulled your own number.
Quake in fear of my magnificence. Sorry, I should have said this. I'm not a gracious winner. Sorry. Who's got coke? No.
Oh, no.
It's Jenny Ryan. Get that in the
You were the one peddling the sweets backstage.
Yeah, that's what's
were
happening.
Were they sweets? We don't know. Thank you so much for joining the Comedy Arcade and being the fifth player of the night. You've been absolutely brilliant. I've been Vic Slayton. You are now all free to go.
Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us anywhere you can and subscribe and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh and this is What's Upset You Know. The USP is it's only 15 minutes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.